going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live here at the Miller Lite Tent, and we want to thank them for hosting us out here. It is an incredible venue. The weather out here is absolutely incredible. The gates just opened 10 minutes ago. We're starting to see crowds moving in. The bands are starting to set up. And we are fortunate enough to have a member of one of the bands that has a strong following here in New Orleans, the Honey Island Swamp Band, Aaron Wilkinson, who is the vocalist, guitar player, mandolin, harmonica, and I think he plays them all at one time. I know.
I've been working on it for a long time now.
I've seen him. I know he plays two at one time. I can't even walk and chew gum. And every time I've seen y'all perform, I'm like, I know one of these times he's going to have a third instrument working here.
Yeah,
at the
same
time.
The one. Strap a bass drum to my back and a string on my foot.
So you guys kind of created your own genre music. It's been called Bayou Americana. Tell us how y'all ended up there.
Well, you know, we started as kind of a side project from a few other bands, and we had a love for country music, which wasn't really overly represented in New Orleans. And, you know, we kind of started the band that way, and I think the Bayou influence, just being down here, kind of, you know, swayed it in that direction. And So we weren't smart enough to come up with that name, but someone listened to us and said, well, this sounds like Bayou Americana, and we said, oh, well, that sounds pretty good, let's go with
that. We'll go with that.
Exactly right. Yeah.
you captured exactly what we were thinking
just
about,
exactly,
right?
What read our mind. Yep. Yeah.
It has a an interesting little touch of like zydeco in it, you know, but not any of the traditional zydeco instruments, right?
Yeah, and you know, I just think that being down here, and you know, I grew up in Pensacola, but a bunch of the guys grew up here, and I just think it seeps in, you know, just gets in your DNA, and it comes through. And you know, I think we never really set out with a goal to play a certain type of music. We just kind of let it come through, whatever we wrote, and found a way to incorporate it. And so we just sort of ended up in this kind of you know, mix of different flavors, and it's worked out for us. It's kept us going for a long time now.
Absolutely. I think the New Orleans audience really appreciates a kind of eclectic approach to music, right?
No doubt.
No matter what the basic rhythm or beat's going to be.
Yeah, everybody here is just so open-minded and you know, open to different styles, and their ears are open, and they appreciate, you know, the authenticity and the quality, and you know, they're not too hung up about it being putting it in a certain box. You know, it's nice. It's a lot of freedom here.
Do you find that's unique to New Orleans, or do you see that in other, you know, kind of big city?
I think it's different everywhere you go. You know, some people might in other places might be a little more closed-minded and say, oh, well, that's not my sort of thing. I think people coming up here and living here, you're conditioned to sort of, you know, not presume, not assume that you're going to like this or not like it, but go give it a shot, you know.
Yeah.
You know, go give it a listen, you know. You might be surprised. And
I love the songs that y'all play where you play the mandolin.
Yeah.
You don't see that a lot, right?
I know. And
it's very few. I understand it's a fairly difficult instrument to play. I don't know why, but I've heard that. Is that true?
I wish I could really play it and I'd tell you, but, you know, I just kind of do my best up there. But I found it to be, when I picked it up, I was originally a bass player and then a guitar player, and it was something that I could carry around with me on the road.
Right.
Because it's small.
Small, right.
You know, and Katrina hit. We were out in San Francisco on tour at that time. This is before the Honey Island Swamp Band started. I was with another band and, you know, lost all my everything I had back home. So all I had with me was the bass guitar, which I was playing in that band at the time, and this mandolin. So I said, all right, well, it's time to learn to play the mandolin, you know. And when we started the Honey Island Swamp Band, there was another bass player already, and I said, well, we both play bass, but I've got this mandolin. I'll do this, mm-hmm. you know. And so those first couple of years were a trial by fire, you know. Still feels that way sometimes, but yeah, you're right.
It's amazing how many artists fall into an instrument. They all have an kind of an interesting path to an instrument.
Yeah, and you know, the harmonica is the same way. I booked a weekly trio gig down in the quarter once we'd moved back here to New Orleans, and first one didn't go so good. Nobody made any money, and after that, it was a solo gig. Yeah, and so I was sitting there with a guitar. I got 3 hours to fill. I was like, well, I'm going to go buy a strap and a harmonica, and we're going to, you know, fill some time here.
Well, I was teasing you when we first came on about I'm waiting for you to play three instruments. I can't even imagine the difficulty of,
you know,
playing almost different rhythms with two different instruments at the same time.
It is. Now, I'll tell you a little cheat code. It's a lot like languages. You know, they say the next one and the next one's easier and easier. You start to relate things from one instrument to another, and okay, this is what I do on this. This is what it looks like on this, and this is what it sounds like. And, you know, the more you pick up, things relate, and you can sort of carry over. So, but yeah, it's the sacrifice that you make or that I make is that you're not great at any one of them. You're just kind of adequate on, but it's adequate's enough.
It's not the leap test of music.
It's not instruments. No, I'm not a specialist. You know?
Yeah. But. You guys have been all over the place, right? I mean, what are some of the venues that you've played in? As some, you know, that you've had this long lost kind of dream to play at, and it happened for
well,
you?
You know, there's a bunch. You know, there's the Great American Music Hall in San Francisco. There's the Fillmore in San Francisco. Yeah. We did a lot out there. You know, honestly, for a long time, it was Tipitina's here in New Orleans. You know, that was a big thing the first time we got there. We were nervous and scared and everything. And now my friends and the band Galactic have taken it over, and they've got that place sounding world class.
It is really zipping.
I'm telling you, we travel all over the world, and there's not a room that sounds better than that. And so, you know, and to be honest with you, and shameless plug here, and I'm not trying to brown nose or kiss up, but this is the greatest. This right here is the premier.
Well, I was just getting
premier.
Ready to put you on the spot and ask you that question. Where does this place fall?
This is top of the heap.
Yeah.
It is every year. And, you know, I'll tell you how I reflect on it. Like, you know, we play in front of 40,000 people in Brazil or whatever. You know, I'm not nervous. Don't ever get nervous except for this gig. I get butterflies for this one every year. I can't explain it. It just – all your friends, all your family, all your peers are there. It just means more. And it's good.
Well, I guess there's a stronger connection, right, with the audience here.
This is
where you've most frequently played, probably, in New Orleans.
And, everybody's out there cheering for you, wanting to do good. You want to do good for them. And, you know, everybody here at the festival works so hard. You want to do good for them, too, you know. And I think you see that. I think if you asked every musician out here from New Orleans, they would say the exact same thing. And I think I know that all these people out here, because of that, elevate their game. And the bands sound tighter. The musicians play their best. It just, everybody shows up.
Yeah. You know? Well, thank you so much for joining me this morning. I love talking to you guys. Everyone's got an interesting story. I love your and your band's representation of our city, the place that we call home. And
thank you so much. We're proud to represent it.
I know a lot of people underestimate the importance of that. I don't.
I believe
it's incredibly important, and I know that y'all do because I hear it all the time.
We sure do. And New Orleans has been good to us, and you know, that'll buy you a lot of currency out there in the world. Here comes a New Orleans band.
Right.
This is going to be good, and we're trying to keep that up.
Well, you've been special to us, and I hope today at 1:40 on the Gentilly stage that they're special to you.
I know they will be.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Neil. It's good to meet
you,
man.
Thank you so much.
All right.
It's a pleasure.
Have a great job.
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we come back, we'll visit some more with Bud Brimberg. Stay with us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. Whether you're going smooth-shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Visit DollarShaveClub.com and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
With us. We are back at the Miller Lite tent here at New Orleans Jazz Fest. We got to speak with Bud Brimberg a little earlier, and he's back. He's the creative director at Art for Now. He's the publisher of the Jazz Fest poster, and he's the creator and manufacturer of all of the Jazz Fest clothing that you see. I've got one of the shirts on. He's got the brand new 2025 shirt on, and we were just talking about the shirts, folks. And interesting little note: made in the USA.
Always was, always will be. No problem with tariffs.
And I was, because I asked him off air, you know, are you concerned with tariffs? Nah, he goes, we make everything in the USA. That's
right.
Awesome.
Yeah. Well, it started out because of the way the project evolved, which was Quint admiring a shirt we had put on the back of the guy in the 1981 poster. And silly me, I said, oh, I'll make a shirt. having no idea how to make a shirt, who made shirts. So I found this guy in Mississippi, and when he made a shirt, it had a few issues, so I learned quickly, and then he kept making them for me, and then he closed down, as so many of my suppliers over the years as the work migrated abroad. I mean, mm-hmm. that's a true economic story.
Right.
But I kept finding guys, true craftsmen, who just kept some part of the business going, and so we were able to keep manufacturing in the United States to this day.
And I said earlier that what's interesting about the clothing is, well, it's all well done. Even the buttons, I love the way that you do the buttons. And, you know, most people, I don't think, would have paid attention to that detail.
Yeah, well, what's interesting is one of the things that was always important in doing the shirts is that they were supposed to be cultural references of New Orleans, Louisiana generally, and the lifestyle we lead, what we eat, what we listen to, how we live. And when we started doing the first one in the new series on Rayon in 1998, the red bean shirt, I said, you know, it'd be really cool to distinguish this from, you know, the kind of shirts you see in stores. If the buttons were just not, you know, somebody's logo or pearl or something. So I went through two bags of Camellia red beans to find one perfect bean. And I had my button maker cast it, drill two holes, and that began. And then once I did that, people started asking for the next year. Oh, they would ask what the shirt was going to look like or what the poster was going to look like, but more people said, what's the button this year?
But I've got this vision of you sitting in this dark room with this one light with red beans all over, like a dark oak table separating the red beans.
Dining room table. Light overhead, constantly saying, oh, no, that one's better. Yeah, no, you were there. So it's good. And then the next year we did the alligator tooth, which my dentist had to make cosmetically acceptable.
Right.
And then really we're off to the races. I had no choice. The watermelon shirt has watermelon seeds. The guitar shirt has guitar picks. And the problem this year was getting this year's button done because the guy said it couldn't be done.
So the button is it's a tent.
It's a three-dimensional tent.
It's a three-dimensional tent. Look at that.
Hand-painted.
Oh my God.
With the Mardi Gras Indians on stage.
This is awesome.
It's the most complex button we've ever done. Certainly the most expensive. But it's, you know, at a certain point, we were talking off Mike before about what you learn as you get older and grow up. It doesn't matter what, at some point it matters, but it doesn't matter exactly what it costs. It matters what it provides, what it gives.
Yeah.
And if somebody can look at this thing and go, oh my God, who came up with that? That's the coolest button I've ever seen.
That button is incredible.
It's whatever it takes to thrill and delight. Yeah.
You know, it's interesting, and my wife and I were talking about this at French Quarter Fest. I mean, everybody had their Jazz Fest shirts on, right? And it's almost a badge of honor, you know, of I was at Jazz Fest in 1990 whatever, 2000 whatever, you know, and you can tell that people manage and massage and take care of their Jazz Fest shirts like probably no other piece of clothing that they have in their collection, right?
Well, you know, one of the things we did was we innovated a rayon that could be washed and worn. So, you don't want to wash it in hot water.
Right.
You don't want to tumble dry it on high. But if you, it's a great travel shirt, or we do skirts and aprons and all that other stuff.
And the dresses are a big hit.
The dresses are fabulous. They're just that right amount of, do I say sexy? I don't want. No, they're just that right amount of elegant. How's
elegant.
That?
Yeah, there you go.
It's a good look. It's a good look. And they look great. The patterns work with them. And because they're adjustable in different ways, they can fit anybody. Yeah.
Yeah. Let's pivot to the poster.
Okay.
James Michalopoulos is famous, right? I mean, and he's done a couple, right?
Eight.
This was I didn't realize it was that many. I thought it was four, but eight.
Eight.
Yeah.
And his works, including this year's, are absolutely among the most popular. So his portrait of Dr. John in 98.
That's one of my
his
favorites.
His portrait of Louis Armstrong in 01. His portrait of Fats Domino in 06, post-Katrina.
Yes.
I mean, these things speak of the place we inhabit. And this year, doing the first festival scene ever, it speaks of this place, this special event that is unique in all the world. There are festivals of music elsewhere, but there are none that are embedded and informed by the culture like this place.
And then also, you guys featured Tank and the Bangas.
Oh, yeah. Tank's fabulous. And one of the things we try to do, the poster's concept was to visually document the experience. And so we mix it up. We never know when we feature someone where their star is going to take them. So we picked Tank before she was nominated and then ultimately won a Grammy this year.
Right.
We did the same with John Batiste.
Uh-huh.
We did the same with Trombone Shorty. We picked local people, very expressive people, who visually are as exciting to see as they are to listen to. And then we try to amplify that, make them and the experience iconic, and let people take away something more. The memory will stay. It's great to have a trigger of the memory. And of course, this is the most collected print series in the world. So it's a...
Really?
Oh, I should have shared that. If you go on... Can I say this? If you go on YouTube...
Yeah.
And type in Jazz Fest Antiques Roadshow, sidebar, you know you're an antique.
Right.
When your stuff winds up on Antiques Roadshow, there's a segment where an auction house in New York City is valuing these things for, I don't know, $6,000-$7,000 a pop, which is true, but they're collected all over the world. Yeah.
I'm laughing, folks, so hard right now when this discussion about antique, because he told me how many years he's been out here. And I asked him, I said, well, who was changing your diaper at that time? He says, no, you have it wrong, Newell. Who's changing my diaper now?
I took it as a compliment.
I love talking with you, bud, because you have such an interesting perspective. But all of these little nuances, I don't think people know these things.
Well,
right?
the whole thing, what I want to do, where my heart is to put as much content, thought, love. I know that's a corny word, but
no, it's not.
It's true. I want to get it so right. And all the details, and by the way, I don't always. Neither do the people who work for me, and they get it right more than I do, honestly. But it takes this incredible team of artists, artisans, producers, the team who manages the office and the tent, to make the whole experience as highly elevated as possible and as different from just corporate. Nothing wrong with corporations, made the country great, right?
Right.
But this is a different project.
No doubt.
Yeah.
And what's emblematic of all of that, Bud, is the product that you put out every year. The people love it. You go to the merchandise tent, there's always a line. And everyone's looking to get their hands on the next show. I'll be there this afternoon. Same routine.
I'll look for you.
But we love doing it. And I love having you on. And maybe if you're around next week, we'll talk again. Because you got so many stories to tell about so many different things that are just so unique and so Jazz Fest, right?
I'm here, and I'd be happy to be here, particularly if you find sunglasses for the new pattern that match the sunglasses pattern you're wearing. Both blues, perfect harmony.
Absolutely. Thank you, sir, for joining us. Have a great fest.
Great seeing you.
Thanks. Good luck to you.
Take care.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Folks, that was Bud Brimberg, creative director, Art for Now, the creator and publisher of the Jazz Fest poster and all of the Jazz Fest clothing that you see. We'll be right back, folks, with Chris Specialty Foods. We'll talk with them in just a second, so stay.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game, like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way, with stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With us. Welcome back, folks. We are here at the Miller Lite tent at the Jazz Fest. I don't know if you guys are having a great time, but I am. I'm going to be honest. And the folks that we have visiting us right now, Tressie Leindecker and Coben Leindecker from Chris's Specialty Foods, they're actually right across from the Miller Lite tent, and that's food area one.
Yeah.
One. And I was just telling them that I wiped out about 10 bags of this last year. So they have chicken and pork cracklings. I love cracklings. I grew up on cracklings. My dad made them. We had a boucherie in Bourdonville, Louisiana all the time. These are absolutely phenomenal. I like them a little bit on the salty type side. Mm-hmm. Y'all have hit it perfectly for my palate. The only thing that I'm missing right now is a beer, and I will not drink while I'm on air, but I will eat the damn cracklings, that I can promise you. So, Tressie, welcome. This is y'all's second year here. So tell us about your first year experience.
Yeah, it was pretty crazy. So the Jazz Fest has had cracklings in the past, and the gentleman just kind of got tired of it or whatever. And so we had an opportunity, a huge opportunity. And last year was our first. We didn't know what to expect. A little overwhelmed, but we pulled it off some, you know, late nights and early mornings. But, wow, what a great experience.
Had long lines last year.
We did.
Because I sat in that long line. And I forgot what day it was. It was hot as Hades that day. And I said, I'm getting my damn cracklings before this is all said and done.
We did. You know what was our biggest complaint last year on the cracklings? It wasn't in a brown paper bag.
That's right. You're right.
So we brought back the brown paper bags this year for everyone.
Well, it's not the same when you don't see the grease at the bottom,
right?
I mean, it's just a friendly reminder, you know, maybe, I don't give a damn, I'm eating them anyway.
That's right.
And Coben, what's your most memorable experience of last year?
Just the amount of both crackling that we did. We've never experienced crowds and that type of movement and food. So it was just crazy to watch and prepare for all that, and then see it actually come true.
So how long, beginning to end, to prepare cracklings?
It switches back and forth on the pork. The process we do actually takes about a day to get a case ready. Just the process we take and our smoke time, drain time, cooling time, it takes about a day to get ready on the pork.
Wow.
And the chicken is a little bit quicker. We can move that at a higher pace, so it's a little bit easier.
And the chicken is a little bit of a lighter feel, lighter on the palate situation than the pork, right?
Yeah, so the pork is actually the belly.
The belly.
And so it's got a lot more fat on it, therefore it's a lot more heavy. To your point, the chicken is just the skin with a little bit of thigh meat, so mm-hmm. again, a little bit less weight.
Yeah. How long have y'all been doing the chicken cracklings?
So we've been in business 30 years. Mm-hmm. We started in Vermilion Parish and then about 30 years ago moved to Baton Rouge, Louisiana. We got three stores in Baton Rouge, and we actually have a store in New Orleans that we built about seven, eight, God, almost 10 years ago. It's on the corner of Harrison and West End.
I know. Well, I've been there. I've purchased a lot of products there.
Thank you.
It's good stuff.
Yeah.
Good stuff. I think the last time I was looking for the little lamb lollipops.
Oh, yeah. They're popular.
They're popular, man. I love those things, too.
They're very popular. Yeah, our store in New Orleans has been really, really good to us. You know, we find that there's a ton of options in New Orleans for, you know, great Cajun cuisine, authentic. But those are usually in the restaurant sector, right? And mm-hmm. So what we offer is we prep a lot of it, cook a lot of it, freeze it so that you can just come pick it up and finish the preparation and cooking on your own. So a little bit of a home-cooked meal with the help and assistance from us.
Well, a lot of different stuffings, a lot of different things, you know, with it as well. And specialty items that you just don't see it everywhere, right?
Right. So our most popular is our deboned stuffed chicken. Sure. Yep. We've got 9 different stuffings, anything from boudin to crawfish etouffee to shrimp etouffee. So that and our boudin is probably our most popular. In New Orleans, we do sell a lot of lamb and we sell a lot of steaks, high-end, great-cut fillets and ribeyes.
Yeah, absolutely. A lot of people eat boudin. Do you think they actually know what it is?
I say it. Down here, we get a lot of questions about it, but it kind of depends on where you're from.
Yeah. It's one of those food items people hear a lot about. There's a lot of curiosity. There's a lot of intrigue. But they don't really know what it is, right?
No, so I think when people that don't know and go and Google it, they will see a lot of the historical ways of boudin, as yeah. You probably know, the blood type and stuff. But basically, it is pork roast and rice and gravy.
Right.
And the one big difference between our boudin and someone else's is we don't cook the rice down to where it mushes. So it's almost like you're having rice and gravy in a nice skin.
Well, that's the secret is the rice, right? The texture of the
we
rice.
We think so.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt about it. Where my dad grew up, we used to call it blood sausage and white sausage. And the white sausage was always more, you know, the boudin.
Yep, yep.
And there's nothing better than that than on fresh made bread with mayonnaise. And you cut that baby open and spread it out on that bread.
No doubt. So back in Vermilion Parish and Avoyelles Parish, you can stop at pretty much any gas station and you can get a boudin sandwich.
Yeah. I mean, and folks are like, what are you talking about? I said, you hadn't lived until you had a boudin sandwich.
Yeah. That's right. That's right.
So second year, you made it through the first year. We've interviewed a number of vendors over the years that we've been here broadcasting live. Your fondest memory of that first year, organized chaos?
I think so. I think, you know, again, we didn't know what to anticipate. And as Coben said, we cooked so much crackling and we had never did that before. I think for me, the fondest memory is just making it through. I mean, we got a ton of feedback. We got a ton of publicity, made a lot of people happy. And just the execution and making it through the finish line was probably my fondest memory.
That final Sunday,
yes.
when the music went off and it was like, whew.
Yes.
And y'all had that big Thursday with the Rolling Stones last year.
We did.
That was a tough year to start in because that was, you didn't get like, you know, a warm-up day, right?
No. They threw you straight into the mixes. But it was great. And look, shout out to the Jazz Fest, the committee, the volunteers. I mean, they do a nice job. Everything is clean. It flows well. If you need something, they're there for you. Again, it year number 2, and it's just been phenomenal for us.
It's amazing all of the folks that we've talked to about how they're bringing it together. Here and what happens is it's a big fraternity, you know.
It is.
And over the years that we've interviewed folks, they make friends for life, you know, of other vendors, and they love it and they love the organization out here. You know, when things are supposed to happen and the way it's supposed to happen, like it actually happens.
Yeah, no, that's absolutely a great point. So, you know, the two vendors on the side of us, their booths are twice the size of us and they've got twice the size of people. So we're kind of learning from them. But, I mean, they offer us help or if you need anything, they have guided us through the process. So you're right. We've made friends and people out here are so willing to help. Yeah, fraternity is a great way to describe it.
Well, Tressie and Coben Line Decker, the Cracklin booth in food area A. It's literally straight across from the entrance from the Miller Lite tent. Can't miss it. If you see the little brown bags, you know what they're eating. They're eating the Cracklins, both pork and chicken. I recommend it highly that you check it out. I'll be there for sure. No
Love
doubt
to
about
see
it.
You.
Best of luck to y'all. Congratulations.
Yeah, thank you
and
so
thank
much.
You for joining us.
Yeah, enjoy your Jazz Fest.
All right, folks, we'll be right back from the Miller Lite tent here. We want to thank them so much for hosting us because Miller Lite just feels like the Jazz Fest. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Welcome back, folks. We are broadcasting live from the Miller Lite tent here at New Orleans Jazz and Heritage Festival, and we've been able to talk to some really interesting folks from all over the state of Louisiana, band members, and we've got a lot more headed your way in the next hour. But before we get there, we're going to talk to a guy who has a product that everybody knows about, Pete Hilsum. Big River Foods, the creator of Crawfish Monica. Pete, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here, always.
So, Pete, 42 years here for you at Jazz Fest. We were just talking about the size of the booths and how the drainage worked in the interior and everything else. And, oh, how things have changed, right?
They have improved this thing every year. They do serious improvements on the land, on drainage. I mean, that big rainstorm was 6 inches of rain, and it was gone in half an hour.
Yeah, that's incredible.
The city can't pump that. It's amazing what Tag Richardson and all the guys involved in setting this thing up and running it. Think about how complex it is.
No, exactly.
I mean, think
exactly.
of all the pieces, parts. I mean, there's zillions of them everywhere, and it all happens and works.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's incredible, and it's fun.
Yeah, no doubt. I got to ask you this question. What does it feel like to sell a food product that every year for 42 years people have to check the box that they're having Crawfish Monica?
It's humbling, okay? To put a dish into the lexicon of food in New Orleans.
Right.
I mean, think about it. Bananas Foster. The dishes that have been come out of here, to get thrown into that mix is just absolutely humbling, first of all. And second, I mean, I have nightmares that I set everything up, right, and the gates open, and nobody comes to my booth, okay? And I've got all this food and stuff going on. I've got 26 people back there. And we're all going, clicking, and nothing's happening. And my daughter, who is now really helping run it, Stephanie's has the reverse. She says, they all come, and I'm all by myself trying to feed six lines of people all alone.
She's worried that too many come and there's not enough product.
Right, exactly. It's just crazy. But, no, I mean, it's been – that dish has allowed me to meet people I never would have met. I mean, I had Francis Ford Coppola back of the booth.
Yeah.
We're talking food for an hour and a half.
Right.
Come on. I've gotten to know some interesting folks, and we're in a family. I mean, the food people in this booth would do anything to help each other.
I mean,
on season, off season, it's a family, and it really, really is kind of fun.
So you've had a couple of new folks move on the side of you. And everyone I talk to, they've mentioned you in particular and your folks. You know, we were down. Somebody called in sick. We didn't know what to do. You know, they lent us somebody. I mean, it's just incredible what happens kind of on the backside that none of us see.
Well, we are all, if you have a problem, like, you know, I'm short three people. If I can spare them, we move them over to you.
Right.
I mean, it you work that way with each other because you never know when it's your turn. I mean, when something goes boom and you got a problem.
Yeah.
So,
Pete, how many new vendors have you broken in?
A bunch. and everybody says, "Oh, I want to go do Jazz Fest, and you know, I want to do this. I have a restaurant. I know what I'm doing. This is cooking in the dirt is a whole different experience. This is Rambo culinary work,
and
you have to." You have no support. I mean, it's not like you're in your kitchen, you can grab another pot.
Right.
If you don't have it, you don't have it.
You don't have it. Right.
It's
and just, getting it in here, you know, once you're in here, it is a lot, right?
We fill the load-in equipment fills a 26-foot box truck full, I mean, to the rafters. And, yeah, I mean, then you have supplies. That's another truck. And then we'll take that reefer and we'll fill it past this weight load and get it here very carefully.
But don't tell anybody.
Right, right.
We just have a few folks listening.
You know, then we empty it by Sunday evening. We may not have to reload, okay? Typically, we do now that it's 4 days.
Right.
I mean, we can't hold enough food in that big truck. So it takes about a semi and some to get us through.
Well, thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Best of luck this Jazz Fest.
I know it was
have a lot of fun.
Come on out. It's a great show.